Continuing our time this morning on K1 Community Connection, Monday night, you get, as usual, an opportunity to spotlight some high-achieving students, either academically or sports or even academic state champion, kind of a combination of both, and I think you did all three.
That's exactly right. We were able to recognize, first of all, talk about our three academic all-staters. There's only a 100 in Oklahoma in the entire state. Very high. It's very competitive to be named that. And this is through President Bourne. The University of Oklahoma started this, his foundation. We had three kids, Tyler Girth, Russell Drummond, and Jack Williams. Those three were all named academic all-staters. And so that's having three, when you start thinking about it, and there's only 100 in the state. We're very pleased with that. And in the Tulsa area, I believe Tulsa Union was the only school that had more than us, which they graduate about three times more kids we do as well. So we're very excited about those that number. As a matter of fact, I think they all mentioned, last night I think Tyler has decided he's going to go to the University of Arkansas, and then Russell and Jack are still weighing
their decisions. So some comments from some board members about that.
That's exactly right. So we're excited to honor those folks. Also, our wrestlers, we had three kids qualify for state, and all of which are sophomores. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, Mr. Pulsifer came and introduced those kids, and really proud of the direction the program is going. I know that part of this bond issue is going to help improve their facility around that Phillips field house. It's going to help their room and also their locker room situation. And then also our swim teams, which I think I briefly mentioned last month, but our boys finished third and our girls were the state champions again for the third time in a row. And probably, I think it's even more impressive than that, as they're for the second year in a row, they're the academic state champions, and their GPA is a 3.98.
Yeah, I think there was, again, one grade out of however many there were that was not an A.
It's unbelievable. And Coach Engelhard's done a wonderful job for us. We're so thankful of that partnership we have with Phillips 66, because he's their employee. We pay him just a little bit to coach some high school swimming, and the amount of success that our kids have and the experience that they have is really, it's really top notch. So he's done a wonderful job with that. And also, he mentioned last night with our girls that none of the young ladies there were seniors. So we plan on having them back again next year and hopefully be telling a similar story.
Well, we'll just shave off that whatever it was we needed on that one grade.
That's right.
We need straight A's next year.
That's right.
As we kind of look at activities, academics and activities, it kind of works out all the way around. Congratulations to Mr. Huff.
That's exactly right. Thanks for mentioning that. Ryan Huff was named. He's going to be our new director of athletics and activities. I think he's a perfect person for this job. Before he came to Bartlesville, he currently serves as the principal of Central Middle School. He's been with us for 10 years. Mm-hmm. He started as an assistant principal, and before that, he's been the principal there. And so before he came to us, he was a teacher and a coach. And so he has 7 years of athletic experience in mainly baseball and football, but also coached some softball. Mm-hmm. So he has that background, and he also has that administrative background, and it's really a fantastic leader. And I really look forward to everyone in our district getting to experience his leadership, as well as our community. People at Central know him. If you've had a kid come through, that they understand, you have a history with him. And so we're excited for him to expand that. And also, with him leaving that position, we named Carrie Gardner to be his replacement. Carrie has been serving as assistant principal. She's actually been at Central since 1991. She did her student teaching there under Marilyn Williams, who's in the Bartlesville Public School Teacher Hall of Fame. She's a longtime math teacher for us, Carrie was. We elevated her to an assistant principal once Ryan became principal. I believe that was in 2011.
That's what I heard the other night. So yeah.
Yeah, and she's she's a clear cut choice. She's completely invested in Central. So both of those new duties will start in July. So they will finish up in their current roles. Although I know that both of them, I know Mr. Huff is planning on getting, kind of like I did a year ago, he's working on getting a jump start on planning for next year. So really, I want to encourage our community to reach out. We know we have a lot of that athletics and activities that impacts a lot of kids, a lot of community programs, from youth sports and from our music programs too. So really hope folks will take the opportunity to get to know Ryan and reach out to him, because trust me, he wants to hear from you. He really wants to listen and hear from you now.
Well, I'm not going to commit him yet, but we have a long history on Friday mornings of Brew and Buzz with the current AD, and I'm going to assume, and in absence of any other guidance, that we'll feature him on Friday mornings as well.
Outstanding. I know, Ryan, we've talked about that, so looking forward to him having that opportunity. That'd be great.
Yeah. Let's see, a couple other things to mention. You have, first of all, a job fair coming up.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I like the comment, all the principals all in one place at one time.
It never happens, Charlie. But it does on this Saturday on March 25th. That's coming up at the high school in the Commons area at 9 a.m. That mm-hmm. morning, that's where all the principals, like I said, are in one place at one time. And so it's really, if there's any prospective teachers out there, even if folks that are interested in it, maybe down the road in terms of alternative certification, it's the one time they can visit with all the folks at one, all the principals at one place. You usually have to go to the school to do that. And so that's why they're there. They're set up. There'll be a time to, all you need to bring is yourself. And multiple copies of your resume, mm-hmm. and so there'll be a time about for an hour to go around and visit with all of the administrators there, introduce yourself, and then they'll be scheduling interviews for from about 10 till noon that morning as well.
This is not the time to go into alternative art certifications. You can go to the state website for that, but
right.
if you look at the numbers, we are seeing more of those every year.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's over, I think, around 1,100 that have been approved so far by the State Department. We had 9 this year, mm-hmm. and so that means these are folks that have degrees but don't have the teacher education background that they need, really. And so there's an opportunity for them to get to start to get a certificate. They have to do some additional professional development to gain full certification.
Usually, and I underline usually, a whole lot of real-world sort of work experience, so there is that benefit.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And then also a legislative forum, bright and early one morning, coming up real soon.
That's right, Friday, April 7th at the high school in the Fine Arts Center. That's the first time we've done this, Charlie, and our plan for that is all three of our local legislators are going to attend. And it'll be at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9 before 1 hour. We'll have information on the website real soon if it's not there already. We'll have coffee available at 7:30 in the hospitality room, but the actual forum itself will be in the auditorium at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 7th. This is going to be a focus on education, but there is going to be information on the website. If people have specific questions, they can submit those early, and we'll get those to making sure that we can benefit from that amount of time. So it's something we want to start doing more. Obviously, we're making sure that we're getting make it available for our teachers and also our parents, so that they have access to visit with our local folks.
And you mentioned again the opportunity for people to pre-submit their questions, so that you don't end up with 18 questions all more or less worded the same.
That's exactly right, because we're making sure that and also to give our legislators a little bit of a heads up on what to talk about, but we don't want, like I say, 20 people to get up and ask the same question about a teacher pay raise, for example, yep. or a budget, for example.
Great
too.
Topic, but there's only going to be probably one or maybe one and a half answers.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're very thankful that our legislators have agreed to participate in this, and so we're excited about that.
Well, it sounds as though you've got a full slate and working towards that Memorial Day weekend graduation. So
it'll be here before you know it. We'll have that graduation that Friday before. Our kids' last day at school will be on that Thursday before Memorial Day. And so our only scheduled day off between now and that time is on Good Friday, which I believe is April 14th
right
this year.
Yeah. And again, let's see. We didn't use any inclement. No, we used one inclement weather day. Yeah,
that's exactly. We had one. We just had one. Yeah, so we're in good shape in that scenario. Yes, very, very pleased about that too. Charlie, if I can mention one other thing.
Sure, please do.
Would like to mention, talking about just ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. Just here recently, we receive an annual donation from each one of those of $50,000. Mm-hmm. So that's $100,000 that we receive from ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 total. And that's something that they've done annually for us. We use those funds specifically for our summer school programs. We also, that's where the bulk of the funds go. We also spend a little bit on the after prom and also the project graduation. So I want to thank them. I mean, that's something that we want to be sure and mention that they, because that's something they do annually. They don't have to do. That's another example of the type of support that we have here, because those funds just came in, and we'll want to make sure I had the opportunity to thank them publicly.
Absolutely. Thanks is always a good word to say.
You bet.
And thank you for coming in, and we'll look forward to big things between now and graduation.
You bet. We'll see you next time, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Superintendent Chuck McCauley with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.